DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is a program that provides temporary legal status for students. Those who qualify for these programs are generally known as Dreamers. Alex Perez is a DACA student currently enrolled at Western Nevada Community College. His goal is to become a nurse. However, he's afraid that his status might prevent him from achieving that. When Perez was 4 years old, he crossed the U.S. border illegally with his younger brother. They were brought across the border to reunite with their mother, who had crossed a year earlier. Perez only remembers what happened in his dreams.
I had this dream where I remember the smell of dirt. I remember being on the back of somebody, but I remember not being able to see much. We went through a field to get to a van, but during the whole time, I ended up getting a lot of cactus needles in my legs.
Perez grew up in Nevada and attended public schools. It wasn't until later that he realized the limited opportunities for him after high school.
I cannot get any kind of assistance, like FAFSA or anything. And it kind of feels like a slap to the face, because you're going through school and everybody's telling you prepare for college and do all these things. But then your senior year and stuff as an immigrant and stuff, nope. It's that's it.
Lack of financial aid is one of the barriers keeping undocumented students from higher education, as they cannot get federal or state grant loans since they don't have a Social Security number. Emma Sepulveda from the Latino Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, says that undocumented students are often punished for a decision that they didn't make.
They were brought with their parents when they were 2 months old, 5 years old, 10 years old, but they came here because their parents brought them here. They broke the law? No, they didn't. They followed their family.
Roger Edwards, the chairman of the Washoe County GOP, agrees that it is not the child's fault, but he says undocumented students should not be allowed to enroll in higher education until they have citizenship.
It's criminal that they get put in this position, but that doesn't justify taking money from somebody else and giving it to a student because his parents did something illegal. There's no justification for that anywhere, anyhow.
Edwards says that being deported is a concern that the parents should have thought about before they brought their children into the country illegally.
Jumping the border, overstaying a visa, or whatever, doesn't give anybody justification to reap the benefits of what America can provide. And a good education is one of those things.
Instead, he urges undocumented students to obtain citizenship or to complete their education in their home country. But for Perez, the transition back to Mexico would be a hard one.
Yeah, of course, Mexico's where I'm from, and I was born there, but America's more home than Mexico is.
Perez says his goal is to continue his education as long as he can, and to become a citizen one day. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Parks with Noticiero Mobile.